Welcome to the Peptiter podcast. I'm your host, and today we're doing a full tour of what Peptiter actually is, who it's for, and why a precision peptide therapy platform needs to exist in the first place. Grab a coffee. This'll take about 10 minutes. Let's start with the headline. Peptiter is a clinician decision support platform for precision peptide therapy. It's built for three audiences: longevity and functional medicine clinics, 503A and 503B compounding pharmacies, and multi-state telehealth groups. In plain English, if you're a clinic that prescribes peptides like sermorelin, BPC-157, semaglutide, tesamorelin, oxytocin, Celanc, CMAX or NAD+, Peptiter is the operating layer that sits between your patient's biology and your prescription pad. Now, why does that need to exist? Peptide medicine today is mostly run on spreadsheets, gut feel, and screenshots from continuous glucose monitors. Patients are wearing Oura rings, Whoop straps, Apple Watches, Dexcom and Libre sensors. They're getting at-home IGF-1 microsamples, pharmacogenomic panels, ketone readings. The data is there. What's missing is the layer that turns all of that noise into a defensible, evidence-gated recommendation that a prescriber can sign off on. In under 5 minutes. That's the gap Peptiter fills. One engine, three audiences, zero per prescription fees. Let's talk products, because Peptiter isn't one tool, it's a family of decision support modules sharing one signal engine we call Chaos HRV. First, metabolic Rx. This is for the GLP-1 era. We compute something called the OII score, the Objective Intervention Index, from CGM variability and beta-hydroxybutyrate suppression. That tells the prescriber whether sermorelin, tesamorelin, NAD+, or oxytocin is the right adjunct, and at what dose. Second, Focus Rx. This one is genuinely novel. The clinical standard for detecting stimulant wearing off in ADHD is a 2-week follow-up. Focus Rx uses the CIR, the cognitive inflection ratio, derived from wearable RR intervals, to flag wearing off in 3 to 5 days. That's a 10-day head start on a dose adjustment. Third, MindARX. This is the validated questionnaire stack. PHQ-9, GAD-7, PSQI, ASRS, Audit-C, administered by an AI intake agent that cuts intake call time by roughly 60%. Critical safety detail, PHQ-9 question 9, the self-harm item, triggers an automatic 988 escalation. That's not a nice to have, it's wired into the protocol. And fourth, the layer that ties it together, structured e-prescribe payloads. When a prescriber signs off, the pharmacy receives a structured packet. The signals that were ingested, the score that was computed, the evidence tier behind the recommendation, and the prescriber's electronic signature. Full audit trail, every script. A word about discovery, because this used to live on the same domain and people still ask. Our discovery research stack, BioScout for literature mining, structure-first peptide generation, the in silico lab, and the lab space handoff to wet lab partners, now runs as a separate tool at discovery.peptiter.com. If you're a research group or a pharma partner, that's where you go. The main Peptiter platform, the one we're talking about today, is purely clinical. Precision therapy for the clinics that prescribe it. Let's get into the business model, because this is where Peptiter is deliberately different. We are AKS clean. For listeners outside the US, AKS is the anti-kickback statute. The short version, we charge a flat platform license. No per prescription fees, no referral fees, no revenue share with the pharmacy. The prescriber's economic incentive is completely decoupled from what gets prescribed. That matters for compliance, and it matters for trust. The patient knows the recommendation wasn't bought. The pharmacy knows we're not skimming. The clinician can defend every dose in a board review. Compliance posture, briefly, because this is what clinic legal teams ask about first. Peptiter is FDA CDS exempt. It's HIPAA compliant. And it has been IRB determined. We're a decision support tool, which means the prescriber is always in the loop. We don't auto-prescribe, we don't bypass clinical judgment. We surface the signals, compute the score, cite the evidence, and hand it to a human who signs. That's the entire design philosophy. Onboarding. A typical clinic pilot is 5 to 25 prescribers, live in under 2 weeks. You get the prescriber dashboard, patient-facing data ingestion for Libre, Dexcom, Stelo, Oura, Whoop and Apple Watch, the AI questionnaire intake, and the structured e-prescribe pipe to your preferred 503A or 503B partner. For pharmacies, integration is similarly fast. We already speak the major peptide catalogs. For telehealth groups, the multi-state, multi-prescriber role model is built in from day one. A note on continuing education, because clinicians keep asking us where to actually learn this stuff properly. We've launched a course called Peptides for Medical Professionals at clinical.peptita.com. It's a structured knowledge base and CE-oriented curriculum covering the pharmacology, the dosing protocols, the regulatory landscape, and the clinical decision frameworks. If you're a prescriber who wants to get serious about peptide medicine, that's the starting point. The link is in the Learn section of the main site. So who shouldn't use Peptita? If you're a consumer looking for direct-to-patient peptide ordering, we're not that. If you're a research lab looking for novel peptide discovery, you want discovery.peptita.com, not the main platform. If your clinic is already deeply tooled with a custom EHR and you have zero interest in evidence-gated decision support, we're probably not the right fit either. We're built for clinicians who want defensible, signal-driven prescribing without giving up control. Let's go a level deeper on Chaos HRV because it's the engine under all four products. The basic insight is this: heart rate variability, measured at the RR interval level from a wrist wearable, encodes a stunning amount about autonomic state, stress recovery, sleep quality, stimulant response, glucose excursions, even early signs of overtraining. Most consumer apps reduce that to a single morning readiness score. Chaos HRV keeps the full nonlinear signal and runs it through clinically validated transforms. That's where the OII and CIR scores come from. Same engine, different lenses. A common question we get is about data ownership. The patient owns their data, full stop. The clinic gets a license to act on it for as long as the patient is in active care. Peptita never sells data, never trains third-party models on it, and never shares identifiable signals with the pharmacy beyond what's required to fulfill a specific prescription. If a patient leaves a clinic, their record goes with them. That's not a marketing line. It's wired into the data architecture. One more thing worth covering: integrations. On the input side, we ingest from Abbott Libre and Libre 3, Dexcom G6 and G7, the new over-the-counter Stelo sensor, Oura Ring Generations 2 and 3, Whoop 4.0, Apple Watch via HealthKit, and most major at-home lab providers for IGF-1, lipid and hormone panels. On the output side, we speak structured e-prescribe to the major 503A and 503B compounding pharmacies, with a clinical rationale block and evidence tier attached to every line item. No screenshots, no faxes, no copy-paste. To wrap up, Peptita is a precision peptide therapy platform for the clinics, pharmacies, and telehealth groups that actually prescribe. It turns wearables, home labs, PGX, and validated questionnaires into prescriber-reviewed recommendations across metabolic, focus, and mental health programs. Flat license, AKS clean economics, FDA CDS exempt, HIPAA compliant. Discovery research runs separately at discovery.peptita.com. Continuing education lives at clinical.peptita.com. If you're a provider and you want to see it, head to peptita.com/4providers and request a pilot. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.